Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking? Yeah!
Yes, sir, from the stage of the old Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of homespun fun and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoke and joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. You know, neighbors, if you were to ask your women folks how to can cucumber pickles, well, they'd all give you a different recipe. But if you'd ask for a recipe for making joy, chances are they'd say, take a group of people from all over the United States, put them in the Grand Ole Opry House down in Nashville, Tennessee, mix well with heart and sacred songs, and then to give it that delicious and delectable Grand Ole Opry flavor, add one George D. Hay, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin David Cobb, and howdy, friends and neighbors. We extend a great big welcome to all of our neighbors here in the Opry House and to our friends who are listening. Tonight, it is with great pleasure and goodwill that we send greetings to station WMAQ in Chicago, which is beginning now to carry the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. This greeting, of course, includes its millions of listeners. The Grand Ole Opry is the big hitching post for American folk music, which expresses the thoughts of a great many Americans. We open our shindig now by calling on Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys and girls, who will tell us about John Henry, the steel-driving man. All right, Roy. Thompson, that rootin', tootin', shootin' cowboy from west of the Mississippi River, is ready to rope our hearts with a mighty pretty tune called When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. Big Howdy Forrester will back him up with that fast and fancy fiddle.
Memories that linger in my heart, memories that make my heart grow cold. But someday they'll live again, sweetheart, when my blue moon again has turned to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. The lips that used to thrill me so, your kisses were meant for only me. In dreams they'll live again, sweetheart, but my blue moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns to clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. The castles we build in dreams together were the sweetest stories ever told. Maybe we will live them all again, when my blue moon again has turned to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
Okay, boys. Okay, nice going. Rachel, I heard at the 4th of July picnic that Clem Abernathy married Buck Simmons' girl, Drusilla.
Sure did.
Clem and Buck is a checker playing his team in these parts. Been at it now to 15 years. How did it happen that Clem all of a sudden up and married Drusilla? Did she set her cap for him?
Nope.
The way I heard it, Clem's tension got wandering, and when Buck asked him what the matter was, Clem up and says that he just noticed Drusilla wanted a baby no more, and he wanted to ask her for a hand.
Guess that was agreeable with Buck, eh?
No point. He says either you takes the whole gal or nothing.
Well, Rachel, how's the match working out?
Drusilla tells me that everything's mighty rosy.
Well, some folks is saying that Clem is getting henpecked, but I approve of it 100%.
Me too.
Well, how come you approve of Clem being henpecked, Judge?
There's a difference of opinion as to whether you call it henpecked or not. You see, as soon as Drusilla moved into Clem's house, she says, Clem, you go right out and buy yourself some Prince Albert smoking tobacco. For 15 years, I've had to clean up for you and Pa, dribbling tobacco all over the place, and now that I got a place of my own, I ain't going to have it all messed up, you understand?
Say, that Drusilla's a mighty smart gal, Judge. Imagine her knowing that when you roll your own with PA, that crimp-cut tobacco practically shapes itself into a smooth, plump, shapely cigarette. As a matter of fact, lots of fellas can roll their own in less than 10 seconds with Prince Albert. Why, you don't even have to twist the ends because they don't fray out.
And when Clem hauls out his pipe, he'll find out what an even-drawing, right-packing tobacco that crimp-cut Prince Albert is.
I guess Drusilla must have thought about how Prince Albert wouldn't smell up the house the way lots of tobacco does.
Fellas, if you want to find out just how smart Drusilla is, just you try one of those handy red pocket cans of Prince Albert. It'll be new smoking joy for you. And it'll win new favor for you at home, too. Well, we're going to call on Pap now, whose principal job is talking and fishing. That is, when he's not playing hot music and singing ditties about the countryside. Pap and his jug band will play that Crawdad song with trimming.
Oh, yes, sir! Get a line, I'll get a pole for me. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe.
take a seat now and rest your bones. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is riding high. John Daniel and his quartet are at the head of the class when it comes to singing sacred numbers. They have a beautiful hymn for us now, which carries the title of He Set Me Free.
What's like a bird in prison, I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me, yes, I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God I'm going through. He set me free, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me, and I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God He set me free, He set me free, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me, and I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God
set me free. Oh, boy, that's pretty, mighty pretty. We introduce a comparative new member of our Grand Ole Opry Company tonight, Paul Howard, the Arkansas cotton picker. He's a real American boy and knows how to sing folk songs. His number will be You're My Darling. All right, Paul.
You're my darling, and I love you, but I know you will never be mine. In my heart, dear, I adore you. You're my darling, my sweetheart divine. Something happened and we parted. I don't know who was really to blame. It makes no difference how it started. You're my darling, my sweetheart, just the same.
Come on over here. You recollect telling me about that bookkeeping city feller who took to farming up Smoky Mountain way? Well, how's he getting along?
He wasn't doing so good a week or so back. You see, he's always figuring. And when I saw him last, he'd figured out there wasn't much money in milk and eggs, so he was setting up all night trying to think of something else for some hens and cows to do.
And I remember you telling me he was a nice sort for all his book work. Why didn't you give him a helping hand?
I did. I said as long as he was doing all that calculating, he might do some figuring about Prince Albert, too.
I suppose you told him about there being making for about 70 fine cigarettes or around 50 tasty pipefuls in every handy red pocket can of Prince Albert.
Indeed, I did.
And I hope you told him this, that the folks who make PA have sat up nights trying to figure out how to make it a choicer tobacco.
And that folks seem to think it's a real A number one choice tobacco already, because they buy more Prince Albert than any other smoking tobacco in the world.
I told that city feller all that. He wanted to know how come PA was such a favorite.
Well, I hope you gave him a smoke of Prince Albert and let him find out for himself how cool, mild, and rich it is.
Yeah, and how that special Prince Albert no-bite process eliminates all the harshness, too.
I done that, too. And he up and told me that the figures sure talk. And he was convinced that Prince Albert would mean more smoking joy for him.
I think there is hopes for that city feller, Roy. I swear I do. If he does as well as his farm figuring as he's done on that Prince Albert business, he ought to get it all right. There may be faster fiddlers in this country than Big Howdy Forrester, but we haven't heard him yet. And we've got a waiting list a mile long. Big Howdy tucks his fiddle under his chin, and the number will be Wake Up Susan. Oswald, what did you say was smoking?
Yeah. Oh, Judge, it's Prince Albert smoking. Yeah.
The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is going down the road in high gear as we call on Roy Acuff, whose home is in the East Tennessee Smoky Mountains. Roy is a folk singer who sings them right straight from the heart. His number now will be The Heart That Was Broken For Me.
Days long ago, the Lord with a message of love. The world knew him not, he was treated with scorn. This wonderful gift from above, they crowned him with thorns, he was beaten with stripes. Smitten and nailed to the tree, but the pain in his heart was the hardest to bear, the heart that was broken for me. He came to his own, to the ones that he loved, the sheep that had wandered astray. They heard the friend of mankind, was hated and driven away. The birds have their nests, and the foxes have holes, but he had no place for his head. A pallet of stone on the cold mountainside was all that he had for his bed. I'll take up my crown, I will walk by his side, for the pathway of duty I see. I will follow my Lord and abide in his heart, the heart that was broken for me. They crowned him with thorns, he was beaten with stripes, smitten and nailed to the tree. But the pain in his heart was the hardest to bear, the heart that was broken for me.
Oh, that's mighty pretty, Roy. Mighty pretty. Here he is. Thank you. Out in the wildwood, sitting on a log, finger on a trigger, eye on a hog. Well, that means that Robert Lunn, our talking blues man, is ready to uncork some fast talk while he beats the tar out of that old guitar. His ditty will be Mama Don't Low.
Now, Mama Lionel, steel guitar, yeah. Now, Mama Lionel, steel guitar, yeah. Now, we don't care what Mama Lionel gonna play a steel anyhow. Mama Lionel, steel guitar, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Mama Lionel, fiddle playing in here. Now, we don't care what Mama Lionel gonna play us fiddle anyhow. Mama Lionel, fiddle playing in here. Now, Mama Lionel, banjo's in here. Now we don't care what Mama Lionel gonna play our banjos in here. Mama Lionel banjos in here. Mama Lionel gonna play a trombone anyhow. Mama Lionel trombone in here.
Eve love liver, come on Eve, on the Cumberland River. Now Eve, I told Eve, Eve love beef, Eve love chicken. When you gonna bring back Eve, mind picking? Eve, I told, woo, Eve, I told, Eve, I told, Eve.
All right, okay, Robert. Well, that's fine. Mac McGar, who used to dig coal out of the Kentucky mines, is here with his fancy fiddle. He's got a hoedown called Katie Hill. All right, Mac. Worked yourselves into quite a lather. Why don't you step outside and have a smoke while you cool off a bit?
Thank you, Judge. Believe we will.
And long as you're doing that, you might give a mind to how cool and refreshing the smoke of Prince Albert is. How about that, David?
Well, these hot days, you're mighty grateful for the cooler smoke you get from PA. And I do mean cooler. For in recent laboratory smoke and bowl tests, Prince Albert burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other of the largest selling brands tested. Coolest of all.
And while our boys are having their smoke, how about you fellas everywhere, If you haven't got a handy red pocket can of PA right there by your elbow, get some right away. You may be missing smoking joys you've never even guessed about. Well, Roy, let's load up the wagon and head for the barn. What do you say?
I'd rich lived in town, wrote me that she's coming down.
Friends, it's been mighty swell having you with us tonight. The Grand Ole Opry is a Saturday night institution, if you please, where you don't have to pay any dues. Just tune in and we'll be right here. And man, you can travel a fur piece by jingo and you'll never find a cooler smoke than good old Prince Albert. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long and let's all keep smiling. What's smoking?
Yeah! Rent average smoking, yeah.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.